Welcome back to True Healing with Robert Morse, ND. On today's podcast, a revisit to detoxification, the art and science with Dr. Morse. For additional information, please review show notes. Remember to smile, encourage others, and love, because your journey to Wellville starts right now.
Good morning again. And again, I'm really humbled that you're watching our videos and that you enjoy them. There's so much information to give to you about this. But let me say that there's nothing, absolutely nothing, that you can't cure. I'm getting all these questions, and I will try to shoot another video today to answer them about mental health and allergies and things, but keep it simple always. So this video is going to be on the golden key. The golden key to curing everything. And that's detoxification. Believe it or not, detoxification is the golden key. So this is called detoxification, the art and science of, because it is a science and it is an art. This is why you don't find a lot of practitioners that can't cure anything. You find them all over the place. I see it in your questions. I see it in my clinic here. I'm still very active in seeing people because that's how I learn. You teach me a lot. You teach me most of what I know. So I do enjoy working with everyone because it's just a wealth of knowledge that you bring me that's amazing. You can't learn anything like this in school. Schools are so, they're like Amish horses with blinders on. A lot of professors can't see outside of the box. And that's important that we start going outside of this box, because this healthcare situation is depleted financially, this nation, and it's put our healthcare people as the number one killer of humans, and they accept that as being okay. So we've accepted these radical procedures, radical chemistry. We have a quote-unquote consumer protection agency, the FDA, that's no way a consumer protection agency, filled with fraud, filled with corruption, allowing toxic, deadly chemicals on the market, and we, the people, have to stop this. You know, we just have to stop them because this is ridiculous, and we're letting them get away with this. So we have to join together and become a very powerful unit in squashing this sort of insanity, if you will. So healing is simple. The healing and the health issues are simple. It shouldn't be the number one problem that humans face. People are ending up in wheelchairs and strokes and heart attacks. You don't need to happen. So this is the golden key. Detoxification is an art. And there's a lot of people that claim to do it, but they're lousy at it. And I look at that, and I think, one, because practitioners that have never dug deep into the world of detoxifying their own bodies, never studied the old great masters of detoxification and fasting, they don't have a clue. And that's a problem. I get a lot of practitioners from different naturopathic schools that want to sit here and learn. I also get medical doctors that come in and sit here and learn. But naturopaths in particular have no clue a lot of times. They're into this treatment-based thinking of deficiencies and all these isolates of chemistry, and you can't isolate chemistry, not to have health. And so we have people with bags of supplements that come in, just thousands of dollars spent, and they're still in here. And this is the same thing. They go to Hippocrates. They go to the Christian guy that does the raw foods, Hallelujah Acres. And these people are good. There's no question. I'm not putting them down. They're good, but they plateau. They're only for basic health issues. They're not into regeneration of tissue and deep cancers and tumors. If they were, I wouldn't have a string of their people coming to me. And so this is the problem. And even for them, we must understand that the detoxification is the golden key, because the end result today is cellular regeneration and remembering genetically of your cells, especially the young folks out there. This isn't about just cleaning the body out. This is about rebuilding the tissue, which is made of cells, and about remembering genetically your cells. In other words, enhancing, increasing the ability of the functional ability of cells. Because right now we have chronic adrenals in young people. We have chronic thyroid problems, chronic kidney problems. Some children are only born with one kidney now. Women can't conceive anymore. So these are easy to turn around. And the key, the golden key that always works, golden key, always, truth always is, God always is. You can always depend upon that. It's never not there. That golden key is detoxification. And so real important to understand that, and we're going to delve into that subject. If you look back, time immortal, all the way back, and the animals still do it. I don't care if you're a Christian, that's Jesus and Moses and on back, Enoch, and on back to the Gnostics and the Essenes. You go back into the Buddhism and you've got Siddhartha, you've got the Buddha, you've got all these beings, you've got Mohammed, you've got all these spiritual giants that use fasting, and all those followers use fastings. In Christianity, there's a lot of fasting on Fridays. And fasting, there's the Christian monks that go out into the desert and fast for 40 days and have out-of-body experience. You don't hear much about those monks, the Catholicism monks. You don't hear much about them. But there are beings that understand how to touch the cloak of God and to become that which they truly are, getting away from these illusionary concepts and ideas of who they are. And so, real simple to understand who God is and how you understand and know that. Not have faith, how you know what life is and who and what it's all about. And I'll do a video on that. Real simple too, believe it or not. So, interesting how if you simplify things, you can understand things better. The golden key of detoxification, regeneration, and genetic remembering of cells, very, very important. So this is probably going to be several different parts to this video, because it's an art, it's a science, it's based upon chemistry and physics, and there's no way you can get around it. It's fact. So fasting is the universal way. Matter of fact, animals still do it. You notice when animals get sick, you can't even feed them. They fast and they don't go run it off either. You notice that? We all think about working out and moving our length and rebounding and stuff. There's times you don't want to do that. Trust me. And we'll get into why that is. Rest and relaxation, peace, joy, maybe yoga, tai chi, basic walking and swimming. But when you want to move length, give your body the energy to do it. Don't put your energy to moving muscles and moving blood. Body can't do everything all at once. So you actually know those people that have traveled. I've traveled the world, had a clinic in Portugal for a number of years. You know, whenever I leave the country, I can't poop. I can't go to the bathroom well because of the stress, especially when you're in a foreign land. You can't speak the language, and it's somewhat difficult, and you need interpreters, and you're dealing with hundreds of people. Can become stressful that way, you know. And so when you're under stress, everything shuts off. Your adrenals pump epinephrine more. Your blood moves more, but your lymph shuts down. So it's better when you relax. So detoxification is a relaxing experience. And an experience where you're going in and letting the body clean itself out. This is house cleaning. That's simple. And the reason for detoxification is covered in my videos on the lymphatic system, the great lymph system. You must know this system. And I won't get into great detail of it because it's, again, covered in the great lymph system. It should be a part of this whole concept. I do have a book planned. I've got some of it started, you know, because I want it to be a very in-depth book, and it's called Detoxification, the Science and Practice of. Very important because this is a true science, and it also is a bit of an art. Because there are things called healing crises. And I don't know why we use these words. You know, it's just a word been used down through the ages. But these are healing events, if you will, where the body's purging itself. Good example, I have a young woman that's a wife of a famous magician. And she came in with pressure so bad she wanted to scream all the time, pain. I've had a lot of those here lately, and several through the years, so much pressure in the head. And when I looked at her eyes, they were white and red. There was so much mucus and congestion and some red chemicals that she had taken, some pharmaceuticals that turned red in the body, that this all pressure, she wasn't filtering her lymph system. And of course, we've got her filtering her lymph system, and man, she has these healing crises of major thick mucus coming out of the sinuses that is red, same color that's in the eyes. And so as she's getting this out, she feels numbness, and then it goes away. I've had paralysis during detoxification. I've had blindness during detoxification. These are more serious side effects. But you don't see them very often. But if you let your body go too deep into the world of toxicity, then removing that toxicity isn't always fun. So when you have mucus discharging from the body and your sinuses are stopped up and you're coughing, your lungs are full, think of dairy products and why you should never do them. Because they're the most mucus-forming foods on the planet. If these dairy farmers want to sell their milks, then they should be forced to drink them. The amount of dairy farmers and the lymphatic problems you see is astronomical. It isn't worth it. And if you want to be a dairy farmer, those dairy farmers out there know the job that dairy farming is. My sister thought she would want to be a dairy farmer until she got about 50 cows, got a loan from FHA and got a, you know, about 50 cows. And of course, she had to milk them twice a day, 7 days a week. There was no going off for a little vacation. There was nothing like that. And it's not worth it because we have to get away from dairy foods. We have to, because the very survival of the human race depends upon it. Now, these are my opinions, but I tell you what, clean your body out a little bit and then just go have some dairy products and I'll show you what happens. That thick mucus that we get, and it's suffocating our cells. Well, this is what you see when you start detoxifying the body. You start getting this mucus out. Now, to understand why detoxification, you have to simply understand that the body's just a bunch of cells and two major fluids. And that's a simple, remember, we've been going over that quite a bit. A bunch of cells and two major fluids, one blood and one lymph. So we talked about the fact that cells have to consume chemistry, and not a lot. We have this idea that cells consume all this this nutrition and stuff. Well, look at animals in the wild. They're basically mono-eaters. Horses get pretty big just on grass, not a real nutritional substance. And they get real big. Look at these wild horses out west. Beautiful things. We raised horses growing up. Beautiful things. You know, you don't want to be bit by, kicked by, or stepped on by a horse. You know, it's just the way it is. And these guys are big and strong. And they get by that way just eating grass. Look at the elephants. Look at the primates. You know, three to five times stronger than humans. And that's because they eat raw foods, and they only eat fruit. Now, some of them, there's some omnivorous primates, and we'll get into that. But ultimately, the body's just a bunch of cells and two major fluids. Chemistry is fed to the cells through the blood, and obviously anything that has chemistry consumption has chemical processes, has chemical residues. Like any factory out there, when you process chemistry, you have chemical residues. Right? And these chemical residues can't be dumped back in the blood. This is where the allopathic community has failed. They need to open up to this and understand a whole nother understanding of the great lymphatic system. a great lymphatic system. Because when you look at the cells, and I did a video yesterday telling you about the cells of the body everywhere, liver, prostate, ovaries, kidneys, brain, thyroid, skin, it don't matter. I can tell you that these cells are stuck where they are. They can't pop out of tissue and travel somewhere. I hear this in oncology all the time, how your liver cancer, a liver cell that was cancerous somehow got to your lungs or got to your brain and made cancer there. I mean, this stuff is like insanity thinking. I think sometimes they don't listen to their own words. But it's enough to say that cells can't get up and go to the kitchen. Cells can't get up and go to the bathroom. They're stuck where they are. And like I said on our last video, you have to feed them on sight. And that's where these fluids come in. All these fluids are flowing around all the cells constantly. Unless you get constipated in the fluids. You don't want to get constipated in the blood, do you? That's stroke, heart attack, pain, that ischemia, that's some serious problems with the cells, because without blood, cells, of course, are going to die, no question about it. But the constipation man suffers with is a whole different one. This constipation is lymphatic constipation, a very serious constipation, because as you guys are learning, all the body is a bunch of cells, two major fluids, and how many sides to chemistry are there? There's only two sides to chemistry. Base chemistry and acid chemistry. And remember, in chemistry, acids are corrosive. Women use acetate or acetone to strip the fingernail polish off their nails. So, real important to understand the nature. You don't have to understand chemistry, unimportant. It's important to understand the nature, though, of the two sides to chemistry, at least. Because you'll learn a little chemistry because you're eating it all the time and you're drinking it all the time. You're putting it on your skin all the time. So kind of good to know what you're eating, drinking, breathing, and putting on your skin, whether it's acid or base chemistry, because we know that deterioration, the world of diseases of the medical doctors, are nothing but acidosis and the effect upon tissue and cells and their functional ability and the end products and results of that. We're why guys, aren't we? We're why guys. Those people that listen to me are why people. They want to know the truth. They want the, what's the bottom line here? Don't give me the crap. Don't let me treat the symptom. What's the cause? And this is easy to understand as you guys are learning. And I appreciate you viewing these videos again. So, when things are acidic, when this fluid gets acidic from being constipated, remember, constipation of the lymph system is a kidney weakness and an adrenal gland weakness, where the adrenal glands are not allowing the kidneys to filter the lymph system anymore. When the kidneys stop filtering the lymph system backs up. That's why detoxification. Detoxification is actually a lymphatic experience. The blood is easy to clean up. If you can't clean blood up and you're a practitioner, you better go back to school or find something else to do. Because the blood's easy to clean up. It's the lymph system that's not so easy. And the reason is this fluid is much thicker than the blood. It's a lipid-based fluid because it deals with the acid side of chemistry. The blood can't deal with acids without killing you. This is why you can't reabsorb cellular waste in through the venous system. This is the assumption of the allopathic and massage communities. Can't do it, guys. Not still live and not lose all your calcium. So your body has to be able to have an entirely separate, distinct system. You don't dump your waste at your home back into your water pipes. So you have a distinct separate system, and it's important. Remember, I was telling the story of the lady that came to me with the big legs, and her physician stripped her veins three times, and she still had big legs. And he said, well, I'll strip them a couple of more times. Why? You're going to damage the tissue. Probably already damaged the tissue real bad. And it didn't do any good because the body doesn't dump waste into the venous system. Swelling is of the lymph system. Edema is of the lymph system. The blood is a sacred blood. That's vital that the blood keep a certain constituency. It's important because that's the life force. But here comes, you got the sewer system. And remember, around the cells, these fluids are called interstitial fluids, or simply the fluids that flow around the cells. And these fluids are 75% lymph and only 25% blood. When you pop a pimple, that's what you see. 75% lymph and 25% blood. And you see a tumor, you'll see the same thing. Cysts, you see the same thing. So, important to understand, this is interstitial fluids that are constipated because the kidneys aren't filtering and moving that system in a timely manner. You're not getting that movement properly. The other thing to this is a little science that when things are acidic, when fluids become acidic, the environment becomes anionic. An anionic environment, and I try to explain this in my book, an anionic environment is an environment of dehydration, coagulation, where things solidify, fluids dry up, your eye fluids get dry, your synovial fluids in your knees dry up, your fluids literally dry up, you dry up like a prune. You see these people in the nursing homes all the time. A sad thing, because you can get most of these people out of nursing homes. Easy to rebuild tissue and the mind and things like this. I had a mental health nurse ask me a question here, and I'm going to deal with the mental health side of this in another video. Easy to help resurrect that. Now, there's some people that are way out there, and sometimes it's impossible to help them. I've had some cases, and I'll get to that sometime. But important to understand why detoxification is the golden key, because you have to understand what causes everything. And we're going to the only two sides of chemistry, and there's only two fluids in the body. I don't think that could be more simple. You know, when people understand how simple this is, I hope they don't get too mad, because this is so simple that a child could learn this easy. I have a lot of children, and we're always talking to the children, and they get it. So it's important to understand that it's the lymph system that detoxification is all about. The blood comes clean with it. That's just a given. Even the blood uses the spleen to clean itself into the lymph system. So the lymph system is very important to understand, since it dominates as the main fluid of the body, and it's a thicker mucousy fluid. Well, as this fluid becomes more anionic and more stagnant, it becomes like a stagnant lake. Have you ever seen a lake that got stagnant and got thick palm scum on the top? Well, we could just clean that palm scum off and sell it back to you as blue-green algae. But, you know, some people like to eat palm scum. That's okay, you know, but not my cup of tea, to tell you the truth. We get into all these bizarre things, and these single-celled organisms and stuff like that, and I always wonder why. Like urine therapy, you know, people get urine therapy and drink urine. It's like, you know, hope your kidneys are not filtering your cellular waste when you're drinking it, because those are acids, and there's nothing healthy about acids, and particularly the byproducts of already metabolized nutrition. I don't know. You know, there's some bizarre thinkers out there, and I guess this is a planet that anything goes. So forgive me, but maybe I'm just an old farm boy and just constipated in my thinking, but some of this stuff is just bizarre. I've never used anything like these. My whole thing is the focus and the health of cells. And the only way you're going to get that is through the two fluids. And through those two fluids and what you're eating and consuming, you can rebuild cells and remember them genetically. That's how simple it is. Bit of a process, though. Detoxification can take you years. This idea of having two-week detoxification, you ever see that run from those people, or even 6 months, it takes you quite a while to move a lymph system. And if you've been a milk drinker in your life, and a lot of cheese and dairy or yogurts, you could have a very heavy job ahead of you, because this super clogs the lymph system in the body. I could show you pictures of what a dairy farmer looks like in their lymph systems inside their body, and a non-dairy drinker, and it's literally eye-dropping. It's just amazing the amount of work involved with someone that has a lot of dairy products in their lives, and moving their lymph system could take you years. So very serious issues. And this anionic environment, of course, is a coagulating environment. And on this thicker mucousy fluid, it dries it out. It becomes hard. I've had quads and COPDers, that's chronic obstructive pulmonary type problems, where you have a lot of congestion deep and locked interstitially in the walls of the lungs. But they sound clear in the lung. But in the wall, you're locked in there. When this stuff breaks loose and comes out, particularly in the lower lobes, this can become thick. I've had a quad. She almost died. Matter of fact, she did code a couple of times in a hospital. I told them to don't use antibiotics. And, well, they didn't care. So they gave her an antibiotic and she coded on them. But it was trying to get this mucus out. It was thick and solid like a belt in a rope. I've had lung cancer where they're just thick and hard to come out. This is what happens to this fluid in an anionic medium, an acid medium. So to rectify that, detoxification is a cationic experience. A cationic experience is one where you're rehydrating the fluids. If you think you can drink a little water and rehydrate yourself, you got another thing coming. You've got miles of these interstitial fluids that have to be moving to actually get interstitial rehydration. So it makes it very difficult, and it also blocks the ability of cells to take in nutrition. So this is a very serious issue, and detoxification is the only golden key to opening up that door. And once you understand the connection of the kidneys and the adrenal glands, most practitioners have no clue. They're not taught this. I've had 40 years in rebuilding tissue, and I'm a why guy. And I can tell you that through all this, and I did talk to you about the two medical doctors that discovered the autonomic nervous system in the pancreas that actually shuts down the production of insulin, the beta cells. And that autonomic nervous system invades all tissues, including kidney tissue. So you have to understand that a lot of these problems you face is neurological problems, but you go right back to the adrenal glands on top of the kidneys. It's an incredible view, and once I can put this all together for you, and I'll keep trying to do that. Running these different videos is somewhat difficult in the sense that, believe it or not, I could run one video and no matter what you have, you could cure yourself with it. You'll notice that as I run these videos, I'm saying the same thing. But don't tell it too many people because it's awful simple. But I guarantee you that there you can cure anything you have. I don't care what allergy type problems, urticaria, there's all kinds of all that stuff's easy. What you have out there is a lack of practitioners that can take you deep into the world of detoxification. You have a lack of practitioners that do not understand the role kidneys and the adrenal glands in the filtration of the kidney of the lymph system. And I have to admit, you know, I created a lot of herbs, and I think a lot of you know I call my company God's Herbs. That's because I appreciate who made them. You know, I tell you. But I always had a voice. You know, I'm a chemist, and I first got into this. I used to use chemistry, blood, urine, saliva, hair, you know, play with your body's chemistry. And after you look at enough labs and understanding chemistry that we can't take chemistry and alter it, we can't isolate without creating antagonistic chemistry. All chemistry is bonded magnetically in every other way and in its proper ratios to each other. You can't go disturb that and open up these magnetic bonds. That creates bonding of chemistry that creates what they call free radicals. But we keep playing in those fields for no reason. Maybe we need the jobs. I don't know. But it's a wrong kind of work because we're hurting each other doing that. Health is so much simpler than that. So detoxification, again, is a scientific process, understanding that anionic and cationic is a acid or an alkaline or base experience. It's that simple. These fluids are there to feed and clean the cells. But when these fluids don't, then it starts to break down the cells. And that's when you start having functional problems. If it's in the thyroid, then you might not get T4. You might not get calcitonin or parathormone in the parathyroid. If it's the adrenals, it could be cortisol. It could be epinephrine. It doesn't matter where or what it is. It doesn't matter the symptom, because that's just the symptom of a cell not performing for you, no matter what tissue it is. whether it's pancreatic or hepatitis or any type of hepatic tissue. Doesn't matter where, whenever you suppress the function of a cell, it doesn't perform properly. Whenever you suppress your mind, you get a wake up someday and you maybe drank too much one night or smoked too much, who knows what, you know. Maybe you ate a pizza or something real bad and you just wake up and you're not feeling good and you had a little headache and everything. You don't function well. Well, imagine cells, and you parents, I've made this analogy many times of babies where the diapers have stayed on too long and the heavy rash that you see burning the bottom. This is all acids, and this is a very serious issue. Because when you're looking in the world of cancer, everybody's considering it. I'm amazed at the people that come in here, and most people come in here obviously have cancer. We have 90% of our clientele probably is cancer. Even though we don't treat it, our job is to make the people healthy. And that's what you don't get lost in the treatment of diseases, because that takes you down a road that doesn't exist. Because it's like, and I'm amazed that people don't understand what cancer is yet. And yet CNN ran a special here years ago, went to a chemist, asked a chemist what causes cancer, and he said, well, that's easy to understand. Certain things damage cells, and then cells mutate this damage. And then the interviewer said, well, what kind of things damage cells? And he said, and the chemist said, well, acids, of course. You know, this was some chemist, I don't know who he was, but smart guy. I mean, if we don't know that by now, what are we doing, you know? Well, again, American Cancer Society, John Rockefeller Jr., isn't it? And then the American Medical Profession, John Rockefeller. I mentioned the World Bankers before and everything. I find this thing got so out of control in the World Health Organization. These people are lunatics. We, the people, have to grab our lives back before, and it's getting real late. You know, the Codex thing, Canada's fighting that. That I can't believe Germany and Sweden, all these European countries signed up for that. You know, it limits the ability of the folk, the people out there who actually own the world while they're here, you know. The government's only there to help. They make the governments to help them. It would suppress their ability to get supplements. You know, the power and control is amazing. And so one has to be careful not to have that in their own lives. You have to watch yourself and not let the ego get so big and extended, because really karma's a nasty thing sometimes. And there's a lot of souls here with a lot of bad karma coming. And I prefer not to go that road. Thank you. So detoxification, an incredible art, because when you start getting the body alkaline, now, you see that. I spent a lot of years in emergency rooms. And when you come into the emergency room, it's always acidosis, whether it's dietary related or trauma. And we always hang a bag of normal saline, which is an alkaline solution. In other words, when you're acidic, you have to go to the other side of chemistry. That's the only remedy you have. You see that only in the ER. You only see it in certain places. The rest of allopathic uses acids. Look at dialysis, a very toxic procedure. People go in peeing, come out not peeing. I mean, acid strip the blood. I mean, this is a very toxic procedure on people and does nothing to help the lymph system. It just cleans the blood. So you have to regenerate the kidneys. And there's nothing you can't regenerate in an alkaline medium. But doesn't it make sense that if acids break things down, if they're corrosive, that you would have to remove the acid medium that's breaking down your cells? If it's your bones, why would your bones break down? Not in an alkaline medium. Your blood doesn't break you down. Like I said, it'll kill you before it breaks you down. It's always an acid medium that breaks you down. So you got to remove that acid medium before you can get regeneration. If you've got a tumor up here on the chest wall, you got to open up this lymph bed of lymph nodes and get this kidney filtering this whole site before this is going to go anywhere. And you've got to remove these acids before you see a remedy at the other side of that. Even if you're on raw, we have a lot of people on raw foods come in here still having major problems, because it only takes you so far. The art of detoxification is a fasting and a fruit experience, not a vegetable experience. all these Gabriel Cousins and all these people out there are telling people against fruit. And the problem with it is they're coming to me as more advanced than ever before. Their cancers have spread because they've been trying to do it with vegetable matter. Nowhere in history did they use vegetable matter for detoxification. Sorry, guys. Green drinks, okay. Power up, build muscles, okay. But not for detoxification. You're not trying to build up and detoxify at the same time. Don't even go there, or you'll get a plateau and won't go anywhere with that. Look at Arnold Arendt's material. Go way back into the Fruitarians, Clements and Professor Hotema, and go back. You'll see a lot of this. Even medical doctors were Fruitarian thinkers, and it doesn't mean you have to live as a Fruitarian. That might be a very difficult thing in today's world with a lack of quality of fruits and just the consciousness of people can't handle this high level of understanding of life. Being a fruitarian is a very powerful existence. I was one for many years and had to come off of it myself, too powerful. But if you want to get well, if you want to get tumors out of your body, you want to regenerate tissue, you've got to move lymph. And if you want to move lymph, you can only do it with strong astringent fruits. So the sub-acid category of fruits, which is your grapes and your apples and your mangoes and your peaches, that's the great group to move it with. You're all probably familiar with the master cleanser, Stanley Burroughs, although lemon fasting, juice fasting was way beyond before him. Lemon juice, very, very powerful astringent. Notice how it makes you pucker. So very powerful detoxifier, fresh oranges, fresh grapefruits, very powerful. They have an alkalizing effect. Pineapple would be good if you could pick it ripe off a plant. If not, it becomes acidic. Certain things are acidic. But these foods are very powerful. Watermelon's a great detoxifier, great. Especially if you have type 1, you're detoxifying, you have high ketones, put yourself in a little watermelon fast. We had a mother with a young girl, type 1, and she had our ketones went up again, and she put her on a watermelon fast, boom, right off it was. And this girl was craving it. Listen to what your body's craving. I put people on 20, 30, 40-day grape fasts all the time. You'd be surprised some of the famous people that have done 40-day grape fasts with me. I had a young woman, she was 23 years old, and she had a very large tumor on the right side of her breast, and she brought her friend in with her, and we were talking about you must go on a raw food diet. Let's get that out of there, talking about the kidneys, and I'll fix the kidneys and the adrenals and help build them up. And talking to her about fasting, and we had a famous model do 43 days, grapes and lemons, and no longer bone cancer left. So they thought that was pretty interesting, but they would see what they could do. And so I just put them on fruits all day long with a salad at night. This is the lowest level of detoxification you really want to be at. Fruits all day, as much as you want, all you want, and a big salad at night. That really is a great work because fruits are like putting the pedal down on your car, and eating a salad is like slowing up a bit. You can experiment this on yourself. You don't have to listen to me or the Hippocrates or anybody else. Try this. You'll see it on yourself. And that's the big key is take on the robe of detoxification and wear it. And you will really see because you have to take it on and wear it. If you fight this, people come in here at all ages, and particularly the men, and particularly the older men, and they've got cancer, they got problems, and they want to get their bodies healthy. Well, they sometimes carry this raw foods like a ball and chain. That makes them less successful. You want to wrap this on and say, oh, this fits good. You know, and enjoy this journey because it's an incredible journey. The stuff that can come out of some people are pretty nasty. You always want to deworm yourself. That's always part of detoxification, though, is deworming yourself. That's why all of the detoxifiers out there need to go to botanicals. Forget supplements. You don't detoxify with supplements. Hey, that's a no-brainer, and you're messing with chemistry. That's a no-brainer. Digestive enzymes, probiotics for detoxification? Get out of here. You know, digestive enzymes, you'll lose your pancreatic ability to digest. It's an endocrine gland. I can tell you cases I've had for years and seen these things. Detoxification is a high fruit and a fasting experience. And so you want to try to do fruits all day long and have a large salad at night. If you want to do fruit salad, fruits, okay, but a little more powerful, you do fruits all day long and a salad at night. If you do one fruit meal and two vegetable meals, you'll see a big difference. You'll slow way down. If you want to speed way up, do fruit all day long. Remember, this is a detoxification experience you're entering into. What you do after that, I don't care, because I'm involved in regeneration of tissue and rebuilding. What you do for a lifestyle, how you live life, I cheat now and then, I'll tell you. I'm 61 years old. I've traveled the world. I've been heavily involved in people's sickness and their pains and suffering, and sometimes it gets to you, you know. So you don't always do perfect, especially when you travel the world. Eating in Lisbon vegetables all the time was real hard. To get real vegetables, you had to go to a Chinese restaurant. They're real tough sometimes to get traveling abroad to get what you need to eat. So, you know, you have to have a little more balance. But at first, you hit this hard, detoxify your body. The reason I created a lot of herbal formulas wasn't to sell them. I created them for myself, because my whole gig has always been you. My whole gig has always been to get you well and to tie you back to God again. That's my job here. And if I can help you do that, if you come to me and you can't make it and you're going to translate, I'll help you translate in a way you've never thought before. We'll help you move into your next dimension. Because life is what it is. We're souls. We're just on a journey here. That's all it is. We're only here for a few years. If you look at the whole of eternity, we're only on here, what, 60, 70, 80, 90 years? Some of the young people, if you don't get your health right, you won't see these older ages, because your bodies are just didn't come genetically strong. And we live, and the world has become so toxic, it's unbelievable. And the governments are trying to stop your ability to get herbs and health and stuff like this. So we need to become strong. I would love to sue the American Medical Association and take all you with me for conspiring with states to suppress your rights. You know, this is a serious problem. A lot of us went to jail early on in life, and some of us were killed. This is a sick, sick world we live in. So we need to make it all better, and we are, aren't we? And you guys, I'm real proud of you, because all you young people out there and all your moms making your kids raw, these are the survivalists of the future. These are the spiritual renaissance that's coming.